All the time. Praise the Lord. It's so good to have you this morning, and want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. And we're looking forward. This is the last service of this year. Next time we meet, we're going to be in 2025. And the Lord who's been with us in 2024 will be with us in 2025. Amen? And the Lord is good. We expect great things. And we're still praying for revival, that God will bring a great revival to our community, into our church, that we will see the house of the Lord packed. You believe that? Amen. If you are here for the first time or the second time, please, I want to remind you to fill out the care card for us. We'll have that information. And my brother Jack has some announcements.
He's got the happy, Merry Christmas down. How about a Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
It is going to be a Happy New Year with the year coming. Kind of short list of announcements. Most of them are in your messenger or on the screen earlier. Just be cognizant of what's going on and things, and keep your ears to the ground. Good announcement: $4,728 to date. For Lottie Moon, bottles are due January 5th. And change my month. Yeah, definitely. Or after. We'll take them, right? It's Baptist Church. We'll take it when we get it. January 10th, 11th, salt shakers, for those of you that are involved, we'll be kicking back off for that. It's a good time it's had by all as you participate. Deacons meeting January 5th for the deacons. WMU will not be at Miss Betty's, but will be at Miss Lucille's on the 6th of January. Children's church, Wednesday night activities. Starting after January 1st, but you're still needing volunteers. Now that's where I was going, Belinda. Sit back, hang on, baby. All right, and then youth camp is coming up, and I just asked Belinda. She's got 5 kids, youth, going to youth camp. We need to start praying for those guys, those girls, because it will be an important time for them. Some of them have never been to camp. In many camps as I've seen throughout the years, or been to throughout the years, it makes a difference when you got somebody back at home praying for you. And lifting you up, because you're in a different world and you're going to be hearing things differently. And I think it'll be an exciting time for them. Other announcements in the bulletin? GG, none? No, okay. All right, well, let's worship then. John?
Let's everybody stand up. If you need your songbook, it's number 39. Let There Be Praise.
Join me as we recite our verse here today. For us, a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Let's pray. Father, we come to you again today just thanking you to being the awesome God you are. We're thanking you for allowing us to be here today. Thanking you for allowing us to worship you that came many years ago just for us. We wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for your grace and your mercy. We just ask you now as we go into this time of worship that you will bless those that lead us, bless those that participate, and open our hearts and our mind for what you've got in store for us. Let us become a shining light for you as we go throughout the week and throughout the day. Just be with us always, in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we remain standing, number 199, O come, all ye faithful.
Following yonder star.
You have your Bibles, please go to Joshua chapter 3. And we're going to be reading the first 7 verses. And in reverence to God's holy word, I'm going to ask you to please stand. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you seek the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and in it, about 2,000 cubits of measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Father, thank you for allowing us to live this 2024 and to serve you. And Father, just to be in your house, Father, and we are so thankful for allowing us, Father, to see this 2024. Father, we pray now, Father, as we look into the horizon and we look at 2025, Father, you will help us, that you be with us, that you encourage us, and Father, that you will give us, Father, a new vision, Father, as we move forward. Father, we thank you so much. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. I was at Delgado Community College, and I was, the Lord had sent me back. I was coming from the world, and God was sending me back to school. And I was there at near City Park in New Orleans, Louisiana, just trying to get my life back. I had come to know the Lord very recently, and God said, you need to go back to school. I'm going to send you back to school. And there I was with a 1971 Toyota Corolla, two-door, stick shift. It cost me about $125. I was a college student, remember now. And somebody had taken, it didn't have any speakers, so somebody had, when we bought it, somebody had put the speakers, and they just took wood and screws and just screwed right in there. My first experience was wonderful, for back to school, and I just wanted to tell other people about Jesus. And I never forget going home that day, right when you left campus. There was a, right there on Canal Boulevard. And there was a stop sign right there. And I said, you know, well, I need to stop. I spoke to myself, you need to stop. And so I made a stop. And next thing I know, when I cross over to the other side, there was a police officer behind me. He said, you did not make a complete stop. You yield. That's what you did. He said, I was watching you from the Shell station on the other side. But anyway, I got my first ticket. First ticket. I'm sure you remember when you got your first ticket. But you know, there was a time in God, in Israel, what God had told Israel, I don't need to yield, I need you to stop. And in the chapter that we read, it said in verse 2, so that it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. See, they had been in the desert. And they were about to cross over into the promised land. They had come to the Jordan, and God said, I don't want you to yield, I want you to stop. And today, I want us to talk about this moving forward. They needed to stop before they could move forward. It was a time to stop It was a time to understand certain things. First of all, it was a time of transition. Time of transition. In verse 2, so it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there will be a space between you and it and about 2,000 cubits of measure. Do not come bear it near it. Then you know that the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Some other version says before this day. It was a new experience for them. It was a time of transition. It was a time of transition. They had been outside of there of Egypt. They were in Egypt 400 years. They had been 40 years in the desert. It was definitely a time of transition. God wanted them to stop and to think, to meditate, and to look. It was a time of transition. It was a time of transition. As we go into 2025, it'll be a time of transition for most of us. Maybe we don't have loved ones anymore. Maybe we're going to move in a different direction. Maybe we're going to have a new job. Maybe we're going to have a new baby, a new grandson, a new granddaughter. Maybe it's a new time. It's a time of transition. It was a time of transition for Israel. You see, they had never owned anything. They had been slaves for 400 years. And now they were about to cross over into this, on the other side of the river. It was this promised land. But it was a time of transition. We will too, we'll have a time of transition. But it was also a time of the unknown. It was a time of unknown. It says that it was Joshua is now the new leader. Now they have a new leader guiding them. And in verse 7 it says, and the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may not know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. It was a time of the unknown. They didn't know what was coming. They never owned land. They never owned cattle. They never owned anything. They were slaves. And now they're going into this promised land that was occupied. There was the unknown. Will we be able to defeat the Canaanites and all those who are in that land? It was a time of the unknown. We too are going into a time of the unknown. As we cross over to 2025, we will be in the land of unknown. But also it was a time to remember. It was a time to remember. There they were 3 days in a camp. They were thinking. They were there thinking about what was happening. They were thinking about where they'd been. It was a time to pause and to remember their journey. And this is a special time for us to remember the journey, to remember what was 2024 like, the experiences that we've had, and how God miraculous took us forward. And so there was a time to remember. This was a time to remember where they've been. It was a time to remember what they saw. It was a time to remember and to think who they were. It's a time for us to remember, too, who we are. We must never forget who we are. 1 Peter 9 says, you are a chosen generation. And Israel was a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. His own special people. His own special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you. They must not forget who they were. We must not forget who we are. We are God's special people. Amen? We are God's special people. It doesn't matter if it's 2050 or 60. We are God's special people. And he who was is the one who is. But it was also a time of assertion. It was a time of assertion. The word assertion, Oxford defines this as confident and forcefully. God wanted them to be confident what was happening was about to happen in the other side of the Jordan. God wants us to be confident. He wants us to be confident. He is with us. He is with us. He is in us. It doesn't matter what's ahead. God is with us. It doesn't matter what's ahead. It doesn't matter what 2025 looks like. It doesn't matter what the economy is going to look like. It doesn't matter what's going to happen in 2025. Our trust is in the Lord, and He is with us. And the one who was is the one who is. He's the same one yesterday, today, and forever. He is with us. So it was a time of assertion. They needed to be asserted. They needed to do that. So what do we need? What do we need to move forward? What is it that we need to move forward in 2025? Well, first of all, look at verse 4. It said, yet there should be a space between you and it and about 2,000 cubits of measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way before. It was the Levites who had to carry the ark. They were the only ones who could touch it. The only ones, anybody who was not from the Levite tribe, would instantly die. And so, but yet, they had to follow the ark. We had to follow the Lord. They had to follow the ark. The ark represented God's presence among them. We have to, if we're going to move forward, we have to remember to follow the ark. We have to remember to follow the ark. It is my prayer that we will, in 2024, there's some things that we need to leave. There's some things that they needed to leave behind. They were going into a new life, a new lifestyle. They were going to be owners. They were going to have their own possessions. But there's some things that we need to leave in 2024. There were some things Israel had to leave behind on the other side of the Jordan. We must leave some things behind. We must leave those things, that mistakes that we made. We all make mistakes. We all do things and say things that we should not say. And we all do things that we just need to move on from. I hope that we can leave some things in 2024 and say goodbye. I'm done. I hope that we can turn the page and move on. Philippians 3:13, Paul says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and staying towards what is ahead. We must stay focused. We must not punish ourselves and say, I cannot believe it, how I did that. God knows it, and we need to move on. We need to move on. If you burn the pot, you can't have it back. Got to move on. If you burn the coffee, you can't do anything about it anymore. We got to move on. It's time to move on. It's over. They had to leave everything behind, everything on the other side of the Jordan, because a new was coming. And but we must follow God's presence. We must follow God's presence. It's over. They had to follow the ark with confidence. They had to follow the ark with confidence. It's okay. God says, I got this. We may be wondering what it's going to be like. What are finances going to look? What's the new president going to do? What is the new government or the new politicians are going to do? Listen, our trust is in the Lord. Our trust must be in the Lord. We need to follow the Lord with confidence. We need to go into 2025 because God has promised us, His people, I will never leave you or forsake you. I am with you. I am Emmanuel, God with us. He's right here with us. The one who carried us, helped us, and provided for us is waiting in 2025 to do the same thing. God loves us. He loves you. He cares for you. And God always wants the best for His children. always. Amen? He has the best for us. So they were to follow it with confidence. It was interesting where the position of the ark was. They can go with confidence because most of the time the ark was in the midst of the people. But in this particular instance, as they were going into this new land, this promised land, the ark was in front of them. And listen, and when the Levites touched the water, it says that just like when Moses, the waters departed in the Jordan as well. They can go with confidence because God is ahead of us. We can go with confidence because God is ahead of us. He knows everything about us. He knows everything that's happening. Everything. And listen, He is ahead of us. He's there tomorrow. He's already there waiting for us. So we can go and we can go with confidence. We can go with great confidence because the ark is ahead of us. But we do not know what 2025 is going to hold, but we have confidence because our trust is in the Lord. They were to have confidence because the ark was ahead of them. The Lord is ahead of us. He's working there. He's working there. But also, we can go with expectations, great expectations, to follow with great expectations, with great expectations. They had to, verse 5, it says, and Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Oh, what a confidence by Joshua. I love Joshua. Oh, Joshua, he was so confident in the Lord. He had great expectations of what God was going to do on the other side. Don't you love a leader like this who was so positive. He is saying, he was so positive because of the confidence that he had on the Lord. So we can have great expectations. He had great expectations. He had great expectations. In the 18th century, a missionary in India named William Curry said, expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. Oh, this gentleman, he was a great servant of the Lord. He was the father of modern missions. He had great expectations, great expectations. I pray that we will have great expectations, that we will look ahead, and that we will see what God is going to do. First of all, number one, that I will know God more. That I will have great expectations that in 2025, I will get closer to God. That I will pray more to God. That I will seek more to God. That I will have a greater faith. That I will have a greater faith in 2025. And that I will be more Christ-like. That be more Christ-like. We all need improvement. We all need to grow. We all need more sanctification. And this is what Joshua told the people. He said, Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among us. So we need to follow with great expectations. We need to follow. Now, what God is going to do in us, God is always at work. He's always at work, and He wants to work in our lives. We all need to improve in different areas. I pray that in 2025, we will pray more. I pray that we will seek God more, that we will seek the Lord, that we will call upon the Lord more than we did in 2024. That we will live with great expectations. That we will pray more. I pray that we will have spiritual goals. Some people say in 2025, I'm going to read the whole Bible. That's a great spiritual goal. That we will pray more. That we will seek the Lord more. that we will be more in fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that we will continue, praying and seeking the Lord. I pray that the Lord will work more in our lives, that we will be less negative and more positive, that we will trust the Lord more, that we'll have more confidence in the Lord. I pray that this will happen in our lives as we cross over into the new year. That at the end of 2025, we will be different. That we will have more faith. That we'll pray more. That we'll stay in the Word more. That we will believe more. That our faith will increase. But also, I pray that as we move with great expectation, not just what God is going to do in my life, but what God is going to do in our surroundings. I pray that more people in Fort Valley will come to know God. I pray that the city of Fort Valley will be transformed. I pray that some of our neighbors will come to know the Lord. I pray that we will be more opportunistic, that we will be intentional about sharing the gospel. I pray that our county will change because of what God is going to do. I pray that He will. I believe that He will. I pray that we will have spiritual goals, that we will say we want to see the house of the Lord full of people. I pray that at the end of 2025, we can say our goal is to have 200 people praising God in His house. It felt good last week to have 125 here. Amen? Children singing, specials. We even sing in another language. Praise the Lord. Think about it. What can it be? I believe that God can do it, that He wants to use us for that purpose, and for His honor, and for His glory. We must take advantage of time, the time that God has given us. God is the one who's gave Israel the time. God is the one who's given us time, and we must make the most of it before we go to heaven. We've had a lot of funerals in the last couple of weeks. We have people that are been in life support. And I pray, I was talking to the Lord, and I said, Lord, why do we have to get this far? Why do we have to wait until people get to that stage in their lives, in their final moments? Why don't we, the church, go before they get to that position in life? Even within the last 24 hours. I was calling upon the Lord with somebody in another state who's connected to one of the Hispanic ladies. And I said, Lord, this is too much. Why does the church have to wait till the last minute, to the last breath, and then pray that something would happen? Why don't we go and make something happen instead? I was on the phone praying with this young man's mom, and I said, I think she can hear me. Let me tell her to pray the sinner's prayer. And I pray that we will see her in heaven. 5 minutes later, the son asked me to pray with him. And I said, Lord, I'm not going to miss this opportunity. And I asked him, I said, would you like to know the Lord? He said, yes. And I was able to lead him through WhatsApp. I don't have to worry about him being in life support. He's now a brother and sister. We got to wake up. And it all begins with us. It all begins with our prayer life. It all begins with getting in this word right here. That's where it begins. God has empowered us to take the gospel, to share the gospel. God has entrusted us, this entire community. And we are here for a purpose. God wants to use us to be the light of the world, because we are the light of the world. God wants to use us to take the good news to people who have no hope. We must focus on the Great Commission, and we must focus less on us. Listen, my name is written in the book of life. I don't have to worry about anything. You know, and things happen so quickly. I was going to Walmart right before Christmas Eve. I was waiting for the light to turn green. Then I saw something very unusual. On Russell Parkway, somebody was driving the opposite direction. Full speed. And I'm waiting for the light to turn, and I'm watching this whole thing there. I pray that they didn't kill anybody. But in a matter of seconds, everything changed. And that's how it happened. Let's focus and give the time that God has given us for the expansion of the gospel. But we need to do it now. I pray, just like Israel was going to start a new day after they crossed the Jordan, as we go and cross 2025, I pray that we will be intentional and that we will share the gospel with people. We have these wristbands. I don't know how many people I have witnessed to this with these wristbands. When you give it to them, they say, what does that mean? I'm glad you ask. An opportunity. You see, we're the body of Christ. My function is the pastor, the shepherd. But you know, I have the same spirit that you have. And we're all witnesses. And if we all do what God said to do, we're going to have revival in this place. But we must do it. So I have, in the minutes that we have left, I brought more little goodies. We need to share the gospel. We need to share the good news. We are out with the family, and I had one of these, and there was a gentleman there from Guatemala, not to be confused with guacamole. And I just gave it to him. He said, I'm going to give it to my little girl, he said. I said, there is a... Each one of these has a significance. I said, when you go home, I want you to Google it. He said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to Google it. See, just share the gospel. We can't save anybody, but we can definitely share, though. And God wants to use us for that purpose. But maybe you're here today and you don't know God. You know, we can't talk to... We can't talk about God if we do not know God. That's the most important thing. It's my salvation. If I know God, I can share God. And God will open the doors. Maybe today you're here and you do not know God. And today is the day of salvation. Perhaps you know God and you want to be part of this church. When I think about our church, I think about a plane that's about to take off. I believe we're going to see great and mighty things in our church. And you want to be part of it? What do you need to do? Well, first of all, you need to accept Christ. Maybe you need to be baptized. And then you need to join the body. God has put us in the body. He's put us in this body for this purpose, so that we can proclaim his glory. And I believe that this plane is about to take off. I feel it. I see it. Because God is beginning to awaken us. The coffee is ready. Can you smell it? Cuban coffee. Father, we thank you so much for today. Father, we give you all the honor and all glory. Father, as we look into the horizon, as we meet next week, Father, we will be in another year. And Father, what a blessing it is. And we just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. For definitely you have been and are with us. Father, as we look at 2025, you've given us a new opportunity, a new day, a new year. And we want to take advantage. Father, we pray that this year we will see hundreds and hundreds of people coming to know you. That we will have more brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, that our Sunday school classes will be filled. Father, that our different ministries, the Brotherhood, the WMU, Father, will have more ladies, more men. Father, that we will see more salvations than we've ever seen before. Father, we pray that this year you will give us the opportunity to be more Christ-like, that you will give us more opportunity to pray and to seek you more and to be like Mary, not Martha that was so busy doing so many things, but that we will be like Mary, that we will seek you, that we will kneel down before you, that we will call upon you, that we will show reverence to you, and that we will ask you to do what only you can do. Miracles, transformation, Father, that we will see, Father, people in our community, in Fort Valley, in Peach County, and the surrounding area here, Father, that we will see hundreds and hundreds of people, Father, come from being dead to alive. Will you let us see it? Father, we give you all the honor and glory. In Christ's name.
As we stand, number 204, all is well.
bow. Will you dismiss us in prayer, please? Thank you.